This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In at least 20 states, people can take out payday loans with annual interest rates in the triple-digit percentages. In Nebraska, they average 400%, yet on Election Day, Nebraskans voted overwhelmingly to cap interest on payday loans at 36%. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports.
Right before Christmas in 2010, Phil Davis found out that his car needed repairs. He still remembers that a decade later because he and his wife had been saving up for Christmas. But then they had to spend that money on the car.
At the time, we had a three-year-old son, and we didn't want to tell him that there wasn't a Santa Claus and there wouldn't be a Christmas.
So they went to a payday lender and took out a $500 loan.
At the time, thinking, you know, we'll take this out, we'll pay it off. No big deal. We'll make it work.
It ended up taking them 3 years to pay it off. And by then, Davis says, it had cost them
over $5,000 in fees for that $500 loan.
Stories like that are common in Nebraska, where Davis lives, and in other states where payday lenders charge triple-digit interest, says Kiran Sidhu of the Center for Responsible Lending.
Our research has looked at the big picture and proven that the horror stories in terms of the debt trap are the rule rather than the exception.
Capping interest on those loans at 36% or less makes a big difference, she says. Consumer advocates in Nebraska have been pushing state legislators to cap rates for years, says Aubrey Mancuso of Voices for Children in Nebraska. To no avail. So this year, they took the issue to voters and won with almost 83%.
It's been a long time since 83% of Nebraska voters have agreed on anything, if ever. And so this is one of those issues where the elected representatives are really out of step with where people are in Nebraska.
The payday lending industry fought hard against the cap. Lobbyist Kent Rogert says now that it's passed, what's likely to happen is that
90% of the stores that are open now will close at the first of the year. There's no profit in it. We cannot pay an employee to sit in there with that type of a return.
That has happened in most of the 16 other states that have passed similar caps. If payday lenders do pull out of Nebraska, Aubrey Mancuso of Voices for Children says that's okay. Nebraskans have other options.
In Omaha, we're really lucky because we do have a nonprofit small dollar lender in the community. Our credit unions across the state also have a small dollar loan program.
And both of those, she says, are better options than payday loans, which tend to just put borrowers deeper in debt. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.